I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
To reach their greatest potential on the field or the court, our Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether he's with you on your daily run or launching to catch that disc, Purina Pro Plan Dog Food offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition he'll love to help him perform at his absolute best. So join ProPlan on Facebook for exclusive Facebook fan offers and help your dog achieve greatness. Purina ProPlan, available at pet specialty retailers.
I'm looking forward to this. The Wood Report, and it's going to be different today because in addition to all the Hollywood news and gossip and things that a lot of people seem to care about, and I'm not sure why, Tina's going to tell a joke. For some reason, she chose to tell a joke on the one day that I take off, and I feel slighted, so I want to hear it. So here with that joke and all the other stuff that makes the report up is the Wood Report with Tina Dalpiez.
Yeah!
Thank you very much.
All right, so will I know this joke, you think?
Oh, I'm sure you do.
I doubt it. Go ahead.
You're not going to, like, shoot me or...
No, okay. No, I'm going to let you tell it and finish it.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
There's a single guy. He decides he's tired of just eating fast food all the time, so he takes himself to this nice, fancy restaurant. He's sitting there having dinner, and he notices this gorgeous redhead sitting at the next table. And he just keeps looking over, but he's too nervous to go talk to her. So he just keeps watching her as the night goes on. All of a sudden, she sneezes, this really loud sneeze, and he looks over. Her eyeball pops out. She had a glass eye. The eyeball pops out. He reaches up and grabs the eye and catches it, brings it over to her table. She's so embarrassed. Oh, I can't. I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry. Thank you so much.
I just have to say this. I know this joke. Go ahead. I know the joke. Go ahead.
She reaches down, puts the eyeball back in her eye. She's like, no, it's no problem. Really, no problem. She's like, let me buy you dinner just to make it up to you. He's like, okay. So he moves over to her table and they have dinner. Next thing you know, she's inviting him back to her place for cocktails. Yeah. And then she asks him if he wants to spend the night.
Ooh.
Wow. Yeah.
Sure, he says. He spends the night. The next morning, he wakes up. There's this huge breakfast sitting out for him. Bacon, eggs, toast, pancakes, you name it. He can't believe it. He looks over and he's like, you know, you must be the perfect woman. Are you this nice to every guy you meet? And she says, no, you just happened to catch my eye.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's very good.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
And now, the Wood Report.
We'll start with old Lindsay Lohan.
I saw her on the news yesterday, and she looked, for the first time, horrible. What do you call it? Rouge? Women still wear rouge.
Red stuff?
She had a lot of that stuff on her cheek.
Kind of pasty looking.
She looked like a 95-year-old woman. They always overdo it. Yeah.
She had her second probation report today, a good one today. She went to the courts, talked to the judge. The judge was really happy, said, you seem to be doing really well. Keep up the good work.
I like when they cuff her hands behind her back because it makes her chest stick out.
Well, she didn't have to have that anymore because so far she's been following the rules of her probation. She'll still have to do 15 more days of community service at the morgue and attend 5 more therapy sessions. But she could be done by spring.
Well, I'm sure pulling for her.
Yeah.
Well, she really wants to be done because...
I care about
her. Remember we talked last week, she wants to star in that Elizabeth Taylor movie. She's talked to the producer, the executive producer, but it turns out the executive producer has also been talking to Megan Fox and a couple other actresses.
Yeah.
So she may not get it after all. And then she'll probably start drinking again.
Oh, yeah, sure she will.
All that guy's fault.
Yep.
Bruce Jenner had outpatient surgery on Friday.
Here's the sound of his face being stretched. Here's Bruce Jenner's face.
He had skin cancer removed on Friday.
Yeah.
He went to the doctor. He had this red mark on his face. They did a biopsy. It was cancer. They told him not to go out in the sun anymore without wearing a hat.
Okay.
Aerosmith guitarist Joe Perry finally eased up on his bandmate Steven Tyler. You know, he made fun of him because he was doing the judging thing on American Idol.
Oh, yeah.
And Joe Perry even says he considered performing on the show. He would even consider performing on the show now. But back in 2010, he slammed the show. He called it an advertising machine that's only one step above Ninja Turtles.
Well, sounds like sour grapes to me.
Right, but now he says he may consider performing on the show, but it also turns out that they're releasing an album this May.
Ah, what a coincidence. So you need that advertising juggernaut.
That's right.
Oh, you'll love this story. And I learned a new word, although I know you guys will know this word because you know all these.
What is that word you just use? Juggle nuts. What is that?
No, juggernaut.
Oh,
no.
Juggle nuts.
Okay, there's this gal. Her name is Cindy Barshop. She's formerly from The Real Housewives of New York, which I've never watched, and I know no one here has probably watched.
Never.
She's created two new lines of luxury.
I saw this.
The Americans. I saw this. Yeah.
Yep. She's selling them at her New York waxing salon, which is called Completely Bare.
Now, for people who don't know what a Merkin is, it's a toupee for your private area.
Fake pubic.
They call it
a fake pubic hair. No, it's just not a joke.
No. The first line is called the Foxy Bikini, in which the bikini line is waxed bare and replaced with a pubic wig made from real fox fur. They come in a variety of colors, including pink. And then if you want a more festive look, they have the Carnival Bikini.
Carnival?
It says Carnival.
Looks good. Let's fox.
The pubic region is decorated with feathers in a variety of colors. The starting price for the Carnival at Carnival is $195. The Foxy is $225.
Okay, here's what I don't get. Women have that removed, that area, and now you're telling me they're buying fake pubic hair? Make up your mind.
Well, it's out of fox, though.
I don't get it. No, seriously, a merkin.
Well,
is
don't
fake,
look at me. I would never do
it. It's fake pubic hair.
Right.
So you've waxed and gone through all that pain, and now you're buying pubic hair.
To cover up,
you can take it off.
To cover what you got rid of.
Yeah. Like a little toot.
I don't get it.
A little what?
A little toot.
That would be like a guy shaving his head and putting on a toupee.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
Well, if you don't get it, you're a woman, and I don't.
They said Lassie wore a merkin. Because it was a male dog, but it
was
playing a female dog, so they put a merkin over his wiener.
So what, do you take him off and wash him like hair?
Dog merkin. Well, I don't know. And I don't want to see. I don't want to see
hanging in your bathroom a couple of merkins.
I don't want to see pink hair down there. That doesn't look real.
Kid Rock apologized to this guy. This man complained that the musician, he smoked a cigar at a non-smoking venue in the Detroit area while he was at a Travis Tritt show. Kid Rock says, I'm really sorry, but I was drunk. The guy says he has asthma and he plans to file a health department complaint. Well, give me a break.
I think you should. I think he's just suing for $10 million.
Yeah. Oh,
good. And Kid Rock's birthday's today. Do you have that?
Is it?
I do.
Oh, sorry. Jumped a gun.
You know who Laura Kapeller is?
No.
She's the new Miss America. She was crowned on Saturday. She is from Wisconsin.
Well, she's the new Miss America. That means nobody knows who she
is.
That's
right.
Yeah.
64-year-old Paula Deen, who's made her filter cooking empire on a love of fried food, says she's suffering from type 2 diabetes.
Huh.
Now she's a paid spokesperson for Novo Nordisk. That's a company that's really big into like diabetes care. She's gearing up for the launch of Diabetes in a New Light, which offers simple ways to manage the disease.
See, if you're rich, it's not a bad thing if you get a disease,
right?
Because then the disease medicine people will pay you to be a spokesman for the stuff you need to take anyway. You just get millions of dollars.
Bring awareness. And
exactly.
Yeah.
Garth Brooks is suing an Oklahoma hospital that he says reneged on a promise to name a building after his late mother in exchange.
It's not renege, it's reneg.
Reneged.
Yeah, Nig, that sounds...
Reneged.
You can't say that. Can you edit that out?
Yeah. I always say reneged.
Yesterday was Martin Luther King Day.
That's crazy.
Edit that out.
This is reneged. Insane.
he donated $500,000. Now he wants his money back because the hospital's like, well, no, we never promised anything. You made an anonymous and unconditional donation.
And what did he say they were supposed to do with it?
They were going to build he said they showed him a model of a building and they were going to name it after his mother. So he gave him $500,000, and now they're not doing that.
Well, I don't blame him.
Morgan Freeman, here's the story. When he came out to get that Cecil B. DeMille Award the other night on the Golden Globes, he had on that glove.
And my wife has been asking me about this glove, and I said, I don't know what you're talking about. And then I saw, we recorded that, and I saw him walk up, and I said, okay, I see what you're talking about. And here to tell the story about why he wears that glove is Tina Dalpian.
Well, he's been actually wearing a glove in public since 2008. He was in a car wreck, and his hand was smashed. I've never seen photos of what happened to his hand, but last night they did the tribute to Betty White, and he had a white glove on. I think he was at his home even. But since he was being filmed and he was walking around talking, he had a white glove on his hand.
Now so I'm intrigued. Either, I want to see
without
the glove.
I'm thinking he either lost fingers or he lost most of his skin. I'm not really sure. You think with as much money as he has, he could maybe get something.
Plastic surgery or...
some kind of glove that looks like skin.
Although he saw what that did for Michael Jackson's career, and he thought, hey, I'll use this glove. You know,
yeah,
it worked for Michael. But here's the thing: why don't you tell him as Paul Harris would say, the rest of the story?
Harvey. No, it's Paul Harvey.
Because when
he had the car wreck, he was with his girlfriend, not
yes,
his wife.
Yes, he was married, but had a wreck with. See, this is your worst nightmare. You're out on a little drive with your girlfriend. You're just going to go out and park, get some fields. And then you're in an accident. The police come, and now they take names.
You know what happened? He probably found a Merkin.
I'm trying to wonder, when he had the wreck with his girlfriend, was he a passenger or was he driving?
He was driving.
Okay. So it's
driving his girlfriend's car.
It's his left hand, right?
I think so.
Yeah, so that's...
I think the car must have turned. You know, I can't remember the story exactly, but his hand was smashed. You know, the same thing almost happened to, what's his name, the little Transformer kid, Shia LaBeouf. He screwed up his hand, and when he was filming that Transformers movie.
Maybe his right hand was on the wheel, and his left hand was resting right above his lap area.
Mm-hmm.
On top of her head.
Well, I didn't.
All right, Madonna and Elton John.
Hang on here. We got back up. You want to hear me retell quickly the story of the first time I ever got called in to the office at a radio station for doing something that made the boss mad? Because it's kind of similar to this.
Okay.
I went on there and I had the newsman say to me, I'm sorry, the morning DJ. I said, when we go on the air, ask me what happened to my hand. Why is it all bandaged up? So he said, okay. And he said, hey, why is your hand all bandaged up? I said, there was a big riot and a big protest. And I said, I happened to be driving by, and one of these protesters threw a rock. It went through the windshield of my truck, and it hit my girlfriend in the chest and broke three of my fingers. And, I mean, my boss, he called me in. He was a real devout Lutheran. And he says, he's real stern. He said, that story you told about, he says, you know, we don't do that here. I said, do what? Comedy? He said, no, that's not comedy. That's filth. And I said, why? He said, well, you know why. You know that implied that you had your hand on your girlfriend's chest. And I said, oh,
what?
Really? I'll never forget that day. Oh, he was just so upset. But then, before I left his office, I turned around, because he was very religious, and I said, you're a very religious man, which means you're honest and you tell the truth. He said, yeah. I said, then tell me this. When you heard me say that, did you laugh? And he just paused, and I said, you laughed at that. He said, yeah. So that when you said the wreck in the hand, it just reminds me of that story of... go ahead.
Okay. Madonna and Elton John, they had a few heated words at the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
On the air or off the air?
Elton was being interviewed. He said that Madonna had no effing chance of winning the Best Original Song.
Ooh.
He was also up for that award. But she did win.
Yeah.
It was a song called Masterpiece. It was from the movie that she actually wrote, produced, casted, and directed.
Looks pretty foolish because he said she had no chance of winning.
And she did.
And she won.
Well, they showed, they had a camera shot of him a couple times, and he did not look happy the entire
night.
Just
two divas fighting it out.
Cats fighters.
Yeah. I know.
He's just mad because she got the vagina.
That's right.
Yeah.
He didn't.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber dyed his hair.
Oh, thank goodness.
Okay, who cares? Jesse Metcalf, he's the John Roland on Desperate Housewife. He's engaged now to his girlfriend. Her name is Kara Santana.
Aww.
They've been dating for 5 years.
I haven't watched Desperate Housewives for about 5 years because it sort of started to become the same show every night, every week.
I like her music.
Who?
Kara Santana.
That's not even funny. That's not funny. Nobody's laughing. Listen, listen closely. Nothing. Nobody's laughing.
I liked it.
Do they play that on Merkin Bandstand?
Oh my goodness.
Hey, your band, new name, Merlin's Merkins. Instead of that Henry's Humans, call it Merlin's Merkins. There you go. Now you got a name. Three guys and a Merkin.
You're a Merkin band.
Any way you can get Merkin in your band name, yeah. it works.
Singer Avril Lavigne and her boyfriend of 2 years, Brody Jenner, have called it quits.
Aww.
Yep, the friends say they clashed over their careers. He wanted to work and she didn't want him to. She wanted him to kind of follow her around.
I wanted that to work out.
He's the son of Bruce Jenner and the half-brother to Ken.
And if you missed it earlier, here's the sound of Bruce Jenner's face.
Kelsey Grammer has baby number 5 and 6 on the way. The 56-year-old and his 32-year-old wife, Katie Walsh Grammer, are expecting twins. Kelsey also has a 7-year-old son, a 10-year-old daughter with his ex-wife Camille, a 19-year-old daughter with an ex-girlfriend, and a 28-year-old daughter with a different ex-girlfriend.
Oh, he gets around.
So his daughter is 4 years younger than his wife.
Nice.
Yeah.
Stacy Keibler, former wrestler and girlfriend of George Clooney, just signed on with one of the biggest talent agencies in Hollywood. Her boyfriend George is repped by the rival agency in Hollywood. O.J. Simpson, he's in jail in Nevada, prison in Nevada. While he's sitting there, the bank is foreclosing on his 4-bedroom, 4-bathroom home in Miami.
Leave that guy alone.
Yeah,
he bought the house in 2000 for $575,000. It was recently assessed for about $100,000 less.
That poor guy.
Join the rest of the world in losing money in your house.
Okay. At the movies, Contraband, that's the movie with Mark Wahlberg. It opened in first place with $24 million.
I like anything Mark Wahlberg does.
The reissued Beauty and the Beast, now in 3D, was second with $18.4 million. Mission Impossible, third. And the Queen Latifah Dolly Parton film, Joyful Noise.
No, thank you.
Opened in fourth place.
I would not go see that.
Birthdays today, we'll start with the youngest person. Singer Ray J is 31.
You can call me Ray, you can call me J, but you doesn't have to call me Ray J.
He's actually one half of the porno movie there. Made with Kim Kardashian back in 2000.
He is?
Yes, back in 2003. Zooey Deschanel is 32.
I can't decide if she's attractive.
Oh, she's a doll.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, yeah, you do. She was the sister in Almost Famous. She was an Elf. Did you see 300
Days
of Summer?
Oh, the one that sang an Elf with Will Ferrell.
Well,
yeah, she's
remember.
Very cute.
I don't remember
she's
that.
On a TV show called New Girl. She has a band of her own with a guy. Okay, Maxim Shmerkovsky is 32 from Dancing with the Stars. Kid Rock is 41. Michelle Obama, 48. Jim Carrey is 50. Steve Harvey is 55. Muhammad Ali is 70.
Uh-oh. I'm the greatest of the whole time. Well, some listening with Joe Fraser. I'm the greatest.
That's a good Jim Carrey.
Thank you.
Maury Povich is 73.
Yeah, Maury Povich, whose dentist is an equine horse veterinarian.
James Earl Jones is 81.
Wow.
Vidal Sassoon. Here's what they say about him on Wikipedia.
He's still alive.
Yeah, his wash and wear philosophy liberated women from the tyranny of the salon and revolutionized the art of hairstyling.
How come you never hear of Vidal Sassoon? There used to be commercials.
All the time.
And what happened? Is it still the product still out there?
Yeah.
I think so.
Can you still buy Vidal Sassoon?
How old
He's 84.
He? Wow.
And the oldest person today that I'm talking about. Yep. Betty White is 90. Did you happen to see the show last night?
I did, and then I saw that ridiculous thing that followed it, off their rockers.
I didn't see that.
Oh, the senior
horrible,
prank show?
Bad version of Candid Camera, where it looked to me like everybody was in on the joke and tried to act like they weren't. Not funny.
Did you notice Mary Tyler Moore, when she came out, she was kind of frail and everything?
No, she must have had a stroke.
I didn't. No, she had brain surgery last fall to remove a benign tumor.
No, she didn't look.
And she's 75.
But she looks, Mary Tyler Moore was pitiful. I
she ruined her looks before any illness.
Bad plastic surgery, but I thought, honest to goodness, that she'd had a stroke. It's like she wasn't all there. That was pretty sad to see.
Hey, the oldest person today is my Aunt Gus.
Yes, can we include her in the Wood Report?
Yes.
And Gus is
106.
106 today.
She still lives at home by herself. There's a nurse that comes in every day and checks on her, and she works out every day. She has like 1 to 2 pound little barbell things that she lifts up and down, and she does leg lifts every day.
So what Betty White said, your aunt could say, I've been the luckiest old broad on 2 feet.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday, Aunt Gus.
And that is the Wood Report.
All right. And a good one it was. Round of applause, if you would, please, for Tina Delpierre.
Yeah.
I like Betty White, and I liked a lot of the things they played last night. They showed a lot of old clips.
That's Sue Ann Niven stuff. That's hysterical.
Let me tell you something. And she was gorgeous. Betty White was beautiful. Mm-hmm. She was a hot, smoking hot babe. And for a 90-year-old woman, she still looks pretty good. But I still don't understand why when somebody does his or her job and they pay them really well for it, then they have to follow it up all the time with all these accolades and awards and, oh, you're the greatest. They got paid a lot of money to do what they did. I don't know why we have to continue to shower them with all this stuff. And then they came on with this Betty White's off their rockers, and it was a bunch of poorly staged, phony old people doing things that were like hidden camera. We've seen it 1,000 times. Next Tuesday, there'll be another Wood Report with Tina Dalpiez. I have a little issue with a company that is not being very nice, and if they continue to do what they're doing, I'm going to call them out by name. Here's the deal. Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home is one kitchen and bath remodeling company that I speak for, and it's the only kitchen and bath remodeling company that I speak for. There have been a couple of customers who have mistakenly gone into another place. Now, I know this for a fact because the customers have come back and were appalled that they were misled. They went in and they said, now, you're the company that Frank talks about. And somebody there said, on more than one occasion, yep, that's us. If you continue to do that, and I can find a way and have absolute, concrete, factual information, and I'm not dumb enough to get myself in a corner that I can't get out of here or in some kind of slander crack, but I will call you out for doing that. Don't do that anymore. Years ago, many, many years ago, I had a satellite dish. When satellite dishes were 9 feet across, those great big mesh dishes. And I had a company put that dish in my house a long time ago. And there was a company that also was in the dish business. And I had gone there, gotten a price, but decided to go somewhere else. The names were similar. And I started hearing from people that they went to this other place and they had told them, oh, we put Frank's dish in. So it was so blatant and so fraudulent that I went on the air and I named the other company as a fraud, as fraudulent and liars. And 6 months later, they were out of business. Now, I don't want to do that, but let me just say this to you folks. If you go anywhere in a showroom and you are not next to McAllister's Deli on Manchester, about a half mile east of 270, past West County Center on the opposite side of the street, the north side of the street, if you're not next to McAllister's in that shopping center with TJ Maxx, you are not in the Thompson Price Kitchen and Bath showroom. And if you're in any other showroom and anybody there says, oh yeah, we're the people you hear Frank talking about, let us know. Let me know. Take names. Tell me who said that at that company. And we'll put an end to that. Because the one thing that I want to make sure of is that if you folks are good enough to support these advertisers that we speak for, I want to make sure you get the quality of the work and the service that we're telling you you're going to get. But to do it, you have to go to the right place. There is a little bit of confusion and similarity in names. There are mortgage companies that have similar phone numbers, and I can understand a little bit of confusion there. That's one thing. When names are similar, numbers are similar, but when somebody blatantly says, as an answer to a question, now you are the company that Frank talks about, and they say yes, that's a lie, and we're not going to put up with that. So here's the company, Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. The website is thompsonprice.com. And if you want to remodel your kitchen, bathroom, or home entertainment room, and you want it to be done first class, and you want it to be done and the job headed up by the man who did my kitchen, my bathrooms, he is the guy that I worked with all those years ago, then you go to this website, thompsonprice.com.
With your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic, here's Tim Weiland. How's it looking from up in the sky, Tim?
Well, first of all, up in the sky, we're being bounced all over the place. But as far as the roads go, everything looks pretty good. Downtown is about the only slowdown that you have that we're looking at, and that's eastbound 4064 is heavy from Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. 40 westbound looks pretty good all the way out to about 270, and then it's a little bit slow through Mason. Let's see, they've just cleared a stall from eastbound 70 at Mid Rivers Mall Drive, so things are running pretty well there. This traffic report is brought to you by Pro Nutrients, a new line of three select supplements from the makers of Centrum. Help make nutrition possible. That's a look at your airbar from the Golden Oaklanding Airborne Traffic. I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on KTRS Tonight with Steve Cochran.
KTRS Tonight got a little bit of a donut program because we'll be on for an hour, and then the 7 o'clock hour will be Tiger Talk, and then I'll come back and do a big finish in the 8 o'clock hour. You should listen to all 3 hours because I'll be covering all the idiocy in America from coast to coast and sea to shining sea, because that's how I roll.
KTRS Tonight, right after Frank Opinion at 6 on the Big 550 and KTRS.com.
Altair Travel has put together another once-in-a-lifetime trip, and you're invited. Hi, everybody. McGraw Milhaven here, inviting you to join us as we leave St. Louis on September 13th for an extraordinary Mediterranean cruise. We're going to leave September 13th and land in Barcelona and spend 2 nights in the Gothic Center. Then we're going to board Holland America's New Amsterdam with ports in the Mediterranean in North Africa at the tip of Sicily, the port of Santa Margarita, which is near Portofino, as well as Monte Carlo. It's going to be an extraordinary trip. Prices start at just around $2,000. To find out more, 314-968-9600. That's Altair Travel. To find out more online, altairtravel.com. It's a 10-day, 9-night extravaganza, and you're all invited next fall, September 13th, a trip to Barcelona and a cruise on the Mediterranean. You want to go? Join us. Find out more, Altair Travel and Cruises or altairtravel.com.
If your home is in danger of foreclosure, then it's crucial that you listen to the following message. St. Louis Home Retention Group is the only local company that specializes in loan modifications. What's a loan modification? It's a program that could enable your lender to cut the interest rate on your current loan all the way down to 2%. But it's a complicated process. Call the loan modification experts at St. Louis Home Retention Group, 636-527-5121. Here's Steve Scallarin, the president of St. Louis Home Retention Group.
Our company name says it all. At St. Louis Home Retention Group, we are a company looking to provide you the best chance for a secure future by getting you the lowest mortgage rate you qualify for, helping you put together a qualified loan modification package, or helping you reduce your monthly debt to a payment you are comfortable with.
St. Louis Home Retention Group. Visit them online at stlouishomeretentiongroup.com or call now at 636-527-5121. That's 636-527-5121. Don't give up hope. Call St. Louis Home Retention Group now.
R&R Sanitation Porta Potties is all you need to know if you are in the market for porta potties. Whether it's a company that needs to rent them on a monthly basis, maybe it's a homeowner who has some work done at the house, or maybe you're planning a wedding. At R&R Sanitation, no job too big and no job too small. at R&R Sanitation. Their porta potties are 40% larger, and it's all about service, so you don't have to rent as many, and they're cleaner, and they're cleaned on a regular basis. When you call R&R Sanitation, you get a live person 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. 314-776-4000. That's the phone number to R&R Sanitation. R&R Sanitation is proud to be 100% union, local 660 to be exact. Most of the top construction firms, they all use R&R Sanitation for one reason. They're the best. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated, 100% union. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
Forward, so does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Has a doctor told you that you had a traumatic brain injury or concussion? St. Louis University is seeking veterans and civilian adults for a brain imaging research study. Participation requires 2 full days of brain tests, and eligible participants will receive compensation for time. Copies of brain images will be provided at no cost. If you suffered a brain injury since 2002, please call 314-977-8560 for more information. Again, that's 314-977-8560.
Live from Progressive.
Hello here. Today I'm talking about Progressive Snapshot Discount. It's our biggest discount yet. It's the Grand Canyon of discounts. It's the white whale of keeping cash in your pocket. It's so big astronauts will say, I can see the Snapshot Discount from way up here. Well, you get the point.
The Snapshot Discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
Nissan offers express service oil change at select locations for $28.95. No appointment needed, 30 minutes or less, or your next one's on them. Visit your Nissan dealer for details.
It's got to be square.
Yeah. So let the B square.
You like CDs, you like DVDs, you like to know what's out before anybody else does so you can run and be the first on your block to get it. Well, this is your day and this is your segment. Joe Hipperson has the new releases, and it's courtesy of Auric. And the 7 locally owned and operated Auric Home Care Centers. Great vacuum cleaners and a whole bunch of other good stuff. Be sure to tell me your AM to PM. Ladies and gentlemen, Auric presents Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes!
Hey, before you start.
Yes.
You have to share with people, because I think this is such a great idea. In a weird kind of way, I know it's a little wacky, but Tina mentioned some shopping mall where they have a simulated hurricane booth. You go in and it blows you around. And you said you could do that yourself, and you've done it. Go through a car wash.
Oh, yeah.
Where they have the big dryer. And when you get to the end, roll your windows down.
It's quite a thrill, especially if you've got...
Oh, my goodness.
Listen,
you don't have any loose stuff like money.
Yeah, you can.
Because it'll blow it right out of the car.
You got to prepare. If you wear glasses, take them off. You got to be very, very, prepared when you do it. Let's say you've had a very long night and you need to wake up. Great way to wake up in the morning, especially on a cold day. And if you got kids, I got two of them, they're little, about 12 and 6, you want to blow your kids away.
Literally.
Right, yeah. For real. Dad, this is boring. It's a car wash. Yeah, just wait. And then once you get to that part where the car wash is over and those giant blowers kick on to dry you off, you're like, all right, this is it. We're going for it. Like, just get really silly.
If you have a moon roof? Because they blow from the top, too. Then you open them all up. Side windows.
Anything you've got, you can roll down. I say you roll it down, and it's just, it's a, It is unlike any experience in the world, because it's like you're in this wind vortex. It's just everywhere. Things are flying around. The kids are screaming, but everybody's laughing. It is irresponsible as anything, but it is so much fun.
I don't know that it's that irresponsible. Yeah, just
well, I mean,
wind.
You know,
what a great way to turn the nose about. Oh, that's
what
just
a great
not good.
Way to dust off your dash and your,
sure.
your
yes.
air vents.
I like it. That yeah, sounds like fun.
I may try that.
Yeah, you know what? I think I'm gonna.
You're a creative dad.
I'm gonna come up with some new. Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna. What if I had my hair completely wet, like I just taken a shower, and then I run to the car wash real quick, see if it dries the hair instantly in less than a minute?
You know what? There's a book here. 101 things to do with the car wash.
Nice.
Or this could be a book.
Ways to amuse your kids.
You take an old Jeep, open Jeep, and you go through with it open, and you shower by going through the car wash.
Put some
in your
trunks. In your trunks, put your trunks on.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, except those things that come down and flap in your face.
Well, close your eyes.
You have to try other. There's certain touchless washes. We could try other places. Yeah.
But be careful of those real high pressure nozzles. They'll rip the skin off of you. It's like a power washer. You got to be careful with some of those.
Well, I'll tell you, if I'm going to do this, I'll do it right now. I'll look into some things.
Start
this could be a documentary, man. This could be this could be the real thing.
Okay, what's out today?
All right, if you want to pick up a new CD, if you're into some music, I got a couple options.
I had a letter.
For
somebody
you.
Says you're starting to speed up your delivery. They said they liked it when you slowed it down. I'm just telling you.
Thank you.
Go back to that. You were on it, so that's all. Just go ahead.
Well, the whole reason I do this is for them. I mean, I don't do it for myself.
What an attitude.
There we
what
go.
A great attitude. Right. Unselfish.
On the music end, Anthony Green, new album called Beautiful Things. Bombay Bicycle Club, they've got a new album out called Different Kind of Fix. And just in case you haven't gotten enough of Taylor Swift crying and moaning about every relationship she's ever been in, now we can get Speak Now, the 2-CD deluxe edition. So now you get a deluxe edition of her whining, moaning, complaining, and crying and telling you how terrible love really is.
How old is she?
Like 20 like or 20.
She writes songs like she's been through the worst romantic torment.
I think it means she gets around. So I'm going to say about that. Okay. Ani DeFranco, either you love her or you hate her, she's got a new record out today. It's called Which Side Are You on the DVD. And if you're into wrestling, and there's a couple people out there that still get way into the wrestling thing and the WWE thing.
Oh, yeah!
That's right. If you're way into it, check this out, Frank. We've got WWE, the best of Tables, Ladders, and Chairs 2001.
Oh, wow. My.
No joke. I cannot get interested in wrestling.
It is a whole DVD of highlights of guys getting hit by chairs, ladders, and
falling off
tables.
Ladders and
I'm
through
so
a table.
To me, it's the same six moves. Step up on the ropes, jump down off the ropes, and do the fake slam thing with your elbow or your... And then the same flip. It's like six moves, and they're variations.
But it's that's the drama that you get into. It's the fact that, you know, you're getting those guys behind the scenes. They're yelling and screaming. They're doing, you know what I mean?
You know what I remember about wrestling when I did watch it? It still sticks with me. Dan, you'll remember this. The lovely Elizabeth. Randy Macho Man Savage.
She died,
they're
too.
They're both dead.
She died?
Yeah,
they're both dead. She died before him.
Too bad.
Yeah. I always remember Hulk Hogan being on the sidelines. He would say, let me tell you something, Mean Gene.
Brother.
He would always say that. Yes, let me tell you something, Mean Gene. He would always say,
do
let
that
me
voice again.
Mean Gene Oakland.
Let me tell you something, Mean Gene.
Wow, sounds just like
him. Okay, you know what? I do. There are a few impressions. I could do a Mean if I needed. I could probably do a Macho Man Randy Savage if I needed to.
Well, then do it.
Go ahead, try.
Well, I don't know, but this is pretty intense. You're all staring at me right now.
Don't look away.
Don't look at
him.
Okay. Oh yeah! There you go. That's my Macho Man.
You threw up on the console. You threw up on the thing.
My niece shredded. Loves John Cena. Is that how you say it?
Yeah. You know, my son really thought John Cena was amazing for a while, and he wanted a poster of him, and I got one for him, and I put it in his room. And then one day I came in to tuck him in for bed, and I looked over. There's a topless dude just on a poster in his room, you know, flexing a bicep. It looked a little affectionate. It's like, yeah, this has kind of got to go. It was just kind of weird after a while. But John Cena, I'm sure, is an awesome guy and a great man. So there you go. I'm not putting any wrestling fans down. I got into it as a kid. Thought the Ultimate Warrior was it, man. He was it on a stick. Check this out. Last year, during Black History Month, they did something called Thurgood. They filmed it live. It was a one-man show that was filmed live with a live audience at the Kennedy Center's Eisenhower Theater in Washington, D.C. They aired it on HBO. Lawrence Fishburne was on stage, and he played Thurgood Marshall. And they filmed the entire thing. It's out today on DVD. So it's like a one-man play. And everybody that's in the audience watching it, they're in on it as if they're watching Thurgood Marshall speak. Sure. So, if you're interested, it's on DVD today. It's called Thurgood. It is Lawrence Fishburne. Probably, I mean, I would say this is just as good as when he did Ike Turner in the Tina Turner movie.
That was pretty good.
Did a really good job just portraying Thurgood Marshall. Really cool. So if you're interested, Thurgood is the name of it on Blu-ray for the first time ever today. If you're a Robin Williams fan, Good Morning Vietnam and Dead Poets Society out on Blu-ray for the first time ever. A movie I don't know if anybody ever saw. And Ed O'Neill, the guy who played Bundy from
Al Bundy, yes,
right.
Sure.
He did a movie called Dutch. He did this, like, I would say early 90s. It hasn't really even gotten any love on regular DVD, but it's not on Blu-ray for the first time. So is a movie that starred a girl who played Mercedes-Benz when I was a kid. Huge crush on the actress who played Mercedes-Benz in the Corey Feldman classic, License to Drive, which is out on Blu-ray for the first time
Heather
ever.
Graham.
Yes. Yes, yes, that's it.
That was her.
All the dots have been connected now, Frank.
Yes.
My life has meaning.
Full circle.
A movie that freaked me out first time I saw it, because when I saw this movie, I barely had like a one-year-old son, I think, and it just freaked me out because I thought, my God, I'm a parent now, and what am I going to do when I have teenagers? This movie really did a number on me. I still think it's a good film. Traffic is out on Blu-ray for the first time ever. I don't know if you remember that movie.
Michael Douglas
is in it.
Remember. Isn't Catherine Zeta in it, too?
I don't remember. I sort of remember.
You got Benicio Del Toro. You got a lot of stories all kind of connecting. But the story about
the way Crash did.
Yeah, like with Crash. Okay. A lot of the teenage stories of the kids and the drugs and how Michael Douglas is, you know, I mean, he's such an important man. He's a judge, but yet he can't even save his own daughter from drug abuse.
Right.
Freaked me out the first time I saw it. Since I've seen it again and again, great movie. Steven Soderbergh, brilliant. Very good stuff. That's out on Blu-ray for the first time ever today.
Mr. Club, Haperson.
Cleveland, really? Yeah. Is that what you're going to do?
Oh, man.
I almost did it again.
You could have called him just about any other word, and it wouldn't have been
up worse.
They've been bonding lately.
We have. All right, here we go. And last but not least.
Okay.
Let's round this out, Frank, with what to rent, what to buy, what to avoid. What you rent is Abduction, starring Taylor Lautner. I've given this guy a bunch of grief. Great, great movie. Really good suspense, thriller, Abduction. Rent that one. Avoid Bucky Larson, Born to Be a Star.
Sounds bad.
I think it made like $1,000.
Yeah, he grows up and wants to be a porn star just like his parents. It's terrible. And what you buy? The Ides of March, starring George Clooney and Ryan Gosling. Brilliant film. That's what you rent, buy, and avoid. I'm out. Talk to you later. Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
All right, thank you, Joe.
Take care, guys.
There he goes. All right, I don't mean this in a mean way, but I watched television last night, this morning, actually, and I got a candidate for neografting, the hair transplantation system. Huh. And it's a guy you've seen, Scott Connell, Channel 5. He's a weather guy.
Mm-hmm. Right?
I like him.
He's a nice guy.
I've met him. He's a nice guy. But he is an absolute neograft candidate. He's got that sort of some little sparse hair on top, sprigs, I like to call them, and he could use a little fill-in, and neograft is the answer. Scott, if you're listening... Maybe. Now, if you want to go bald, hey, been there my whole life almost. But if you want to fill that hair in, get some thick hair, neograft is the process done right in Clayton in the Lifestyle Center under the direction of Dr. Richard Moore, who himself has had the neograft process. Now, he had one procedure. It's a day long, takes a regular work day to do. You sit there, you're comfortable, it's not painful. You have professionals who replace hair where there used to be hair. They put one hair at a time, one follicle at a time. And Scott Connell, and again, I don't mean this in a bad way at all. He's a nice-looking guy, but there's a possibility he may look in the mirror and go, oh, man, I wish I could get that hair back where that hair is missing on top.
You can't do it now while it's just starting.
Yeah, now's the time. Now's the time to get in there, which brings me to something else. They also would be happy to talk to you about those of you who want to sort of keep and maintain what you still have and sort of stop that process. They can help you with a lot of things. It's, again, called Neograft. It's FDA approved. It is the latest, greatest, most advanced form of hair transplantation. Forget all the old stuff you heard over the years, all the scary stuff, the painful stuff. This is the way to go, Neograft. If you want to know more, it's neograftstl.com. That's neograftstl.com. And I'll tell you one other thing. They charge literally one hair at a time, $5.50 per follicle. You go to California and do this, they charge up to three times that much. Another good reason to be here in the good old Midwest, the only place in Missouri that does this procedure, neograftstl.com.
Here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic. Timothy?
Thanks a lot, Tina. We just have a little slowdown now on northbound 170 between 70 and Airport Road. And then we have westbound 70 looking great. Eastbound 270, that's just a little slow as you approach the inner belt. And southbound 270, a little bit slow south of Manchester down through 40 Ferry. But we have no incidents at this time to speak of. This traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company with many choices. You can nothing warms you up like soup from St. Louis Bread Company with many choices from hearty steak, chili, to healthy options like all-natural chicken noodle soup. Enjoy soup at St. Louis Bread Company in a bread bowl or in a U-Pick tube. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Get to a better place.
Homeowners, you've heard the news. Interest rates hit 50-year lows. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Our rates and APRs are now in the threes. That's right, the threes. Now is the time to save money or pay your home off faster. Make the smart financial decision. Join the thousands of homeowners who have already jumped on this opportunity. But you must act now. Call American Equity Mortgage at 314-878-9999. 314-878-9999. Don't wait. With rates and APRs in the threes, there's never been a better time to start saving. Call now, 314-878-9999, 314-878-9999, or visit AmericanEquity.com.
We'll get you to a better place.
American Equity Mortgage. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender. For rates and APRs in the threes, call now, 314-878-9999.
Tom Matheny, Rob Matheny, they're brothers. They're dead. 70 years ago this year started Matheny Heating and Cooling. Round of applause. Happy 70th birthday. 1942, Matheny Heating and Cooling was started. We're going to be thinking of some ways to kind of celebrate this year, the 70th anniversary of Matheny Heating and Cooling. Here's how you can celebrate it. And you'd want to do this if it were the 50th or the 10th or the 70th. There's not a reason to do this. You want to do it anyway. And that is, let Matheny become your heating and cooling company. Right, there are probably 500 heating and cooling companies. Some of them consist of one guy in a truck. Some have, you know, several trucks and a big crew of people. None of that really matters. In fact, quite frankly, the fact that you've been around 70 years doesn't necessarily in itself make you a great company, except it says one thing. You can't last 70 years if you cheat your customers. If you overcharge, if you don't know what you're doing, if you don't...